Vous êtes à l'écoute de
Mosaic.
Hey everybody, I'm Anna.
I'm Alex, and you're listening to Mosaic.
All right, Alex, we've talked before in Mosaic about language barriers.
Right, like specifically in the context of our own families.
Yeah, and like having an extended family where not everybody speaks the same language.
Because everyone's here in America, but they come from different places.
Right, but when you're an immigrant and you're still learning the dominant language of your new country, you find other ways to connect with people.
Exactly. And in this episode of Mosaic, we meet a Chinese immigrant who does it with food, fun, and a little bit of fishing.
The big.
Big one?
Yeah, big one.
Big one, all right.
I first meet Kion at a place called Literacy Volunteers in Westerly, Rhode Island. He and his wife, Yamui, are here for English classes. And I'm looking for people who want to record lines for the montage you hear at the beginning of all our episodes.
Mosaic.
Kion is a particularly good sport. We finish and I pack my stuff up. But before I can leave, Kion comes up to me with a yellow sticky note and a phone number scribbled down on it. And he says, I'm going to take you fishing. I've only been fishing a couple times in my life and I have never caught anything. So I eagerly take Kion up on his offer.
So we're gonna get the stuff out?
Yeah. Kion chooses Watch Hill for our fishing trip. It's his usual spot. He arrives in a Chevy pickup and he comes prepared.
Cool. Yeah, one for you. You? Yeah, fishing no?
One for me? Yeah, I'm gonna fish too.
Okay.
Watch Hill is the swanky section of town. We can see Taylor Swift's mansion off in the distance, and beyond that is the luxurious Ocean House Hotel. And when we look straight ahead, we see ocean, ocean, and more ocean. We hop down over a retaining wall, and we walk over big granite slabs and rocks to find a spot. Kion tells me the tide will be good for fishing for a little while longer.
But today, the tide is, the 1 hour, 1 hour, that's okay.
Kion and his wife moved to Westerly 8 years ago from Hong Kong. They wanted to be closer to their daughter and their grandkids. Kion is 67. In Hong Kong, he worked as a janitor for the housing department. In America, he has a job a few days a week at a local grocery store, and when he's not working, he likes to be here, fishing. Kion's fishing technique is pretty simple. We've got two big fishing poles. He's got a container of chopped up squid and a bucket of these little live crabs that he hooks right onto the line.
Put on gloves to grab the crabs?
Yeah, crabbers. Whoa!
Gotcha?
Yeah.
We cast off, wiggle our rods into place between some rocks, and then we wait.
Still sending.
We take some selfies and share them with each other.
Service can be kind of bad here.
Yeah, very slow.
It's very slow, yeah.
We talk a little, but stumble trying to find a topic we can both get into.
Oh, a crow.
Yeah.
I like crow birds.
Oh, yeah.
I like those birds.
Yeah, crow bird.
I take out Google Translate on my phone so Kion and I can talk a little bit about fishing.
So this is it, Translate.
Yeah.
I ask him when he began fishing.
20 in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, a lot of ocean, yeah. But as the people used to go to together. The people.
Kion explains that he grew up in southeastern China. Back then, he and other people in his village did net fishing in ponds. He moved to Hong Kong in his 20s, and that's when a friend there introduced him to sea fishing. Kion says he likes to fish for a lot of reasons. It's good exercise, it's a source of food, and it's fun for him to take pictures of his really big catches and show them to friends. Now that he's in Rhode Island, fishing is also a way for him to connect to the natural elements of his new home.
Yeah, I like the ocean very good. The air is very fresh, yeah.
Fresh air.
Yeah,
fresh breathe
air.
It in and enjoy it. Yeah,
yeah, enjoy
After about 20 minutes of waiting, we get a tug on one of our lines.
I'm going to take your reach here, yeah. I'll have one this year.
Kion starts reeling it in.
The big.
Big one?
Yeah, big one.
Big one, all right.
The fish comes flapping out of the water, and I'm not sure exactly what we've got. Kion calls it a baller fish, but when I look that up on my phone, I can't find any fish called baller fish. The thing is over a foot long, it's grayish, brownish, bluish, and it's pretty fat. But Kion says it's not big enough to keep.
No size, this is small.
You think that's small?
Yeah.
So it's back to the water for this little guy.
Oh! Nice throw.
Yeah.
We toss a few more lines out, but we don't get any more bites. So we pack up and head out.
I can't believe you caught one. Congratulations.
Thank you. Although, I have to admit, Kion did pretty much all the work.
Yeah, it seems like it. And it's really interesting to me that you guys still had a really good time together, even though you couldn't really communicate, at least through words.
Yeah, and I think that's probably a familiar thing to people who are immigrants or people who come from immigrant families. Some people are new to a place and they can't quite carry on a conversation yet, but they still have this desire to connect with other people.
That's so true. So they have to do it in other ways, like cooking, sharing things, music, playing sports, like fishing.
Exactly. And if you talk to people who know Kion, they'll tell you he likes to do all of that.
This is your garden?
Yeah. Get this one, very cool.
That's a squash?
Yeah.
When you visit Kion and his wife, they don't want you to leave without something from their garden. Neighbors come over here for squash, peppers, green onions, cilantro. It's like a little produce section of a grocery store in their backyard.
Nice to see you again.
Yamui starts filling me a plastic bag with a striped bass that Kion caught, two squashes, and herbs from the garden. She also gives me a few helpful cooking instructions.
Peel, cut. Cut the small.
So why do Kion and Yao Mui like doing this?
I think first off, they're really generous people. They've got food, so they share it with neighbors and friends. It's also a way for them to connect and show kindness to other people.
And they're also probably able to share parts of their own culture by saying things like, this is how we make this dish or prepare this vegetable.
Right. So after that visit, Kion and Yao Mui weren't done with me quite yet. A couple days later, I get an invite. Kion says a bunch of his friends are coming down from Boston for this big party. And he says, I should come, and I can bring anyone I want.
Sweet.
Try the duck.
No.
I get to the party with my son, Julian. And the first thing we see is there is tons of food.
Dim sum, very good. Dim sum. There's a peanut inside, okay? Peanut.
There's pork, duck, spare ribs, chicken wings, chicken legs, sea bass, sushi, salad, and all these different desserts I don't recognize. And a bunch of people want me to try everything.
You try a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. So this is tea?
That's Chinese tea.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
You made it?
There are about 20 or so people here. We're gathered in the kitchen in the living room, and people are watching the Patriots game on TV. Kion and I sit down on the couch and show Julian pictures from the day we went fishing.
You want to take Julian fishing?
Yeah.
When are we going to do it?
4 or 5 o'clock?
You want to go fishing at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
It's still a few hours before the tide is going to be ideal for fishing, so there's time to enjoy the party. We make our way outside onto the back patio, which Kion says he built a few years back. People are setting up the grill to cook even more food. Kaiyan is up dancing a little to what I'm told is 1980s Chinese music. Most of the people at this party know Kaiyan from a Buddhist center in Boston that his wife goes to.
That's your Teresa.
Teresa?
Yeah. Alice.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
A friend of theirs named Teresa tells me the group's main purpose is to promote international peace and oppose nuclear weapons. She says they want to see people around the world be more compassionate and less self-centered.
It's not about me, you know. It's about world peace. It's very important. We have to love each other. Doesn't matter what color you know, or where you come from, whether you're poor or you're rich, you know.
Kaiyan says daily chanting and visiting the Buddhist center in Boston is more his wife's thing than his. But he has a similar philosophy to his wife and their friends. We talk about this outside for a little bit while Teresa helps translate.
He thinks it's very important to be kind to others. You know, like money-wise is not everything. So this is how he thinks it's better live your life fullness, to be kind to others and to be nice and to be humble all the time. And this is what he wants to offer himself to people around him.
Can you ask him why he thinks it's important to be nice and share with people?
He say, although his English is not that good, but you know, he really appreciate that he landed in America, and then the people in America are very friendly, and then it's very important for him at this age to do good thing for other people, you know, for his family, for other people, for the society.
We wrap up our discussion, and Kaiyan tells me that one of his friends has brought his violin, and everyone's gathering up on the patio to listen to some music. It's a lovely way to end an evening, but Kaiyan reminds me there is still more fun in store. It's a little bit past 5 now, and Kaiyan says the tide is good if Julian and I still want to go fishing.
Oh, see the crabs?
And he just hooks them like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Can I try throwing it?
You four?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh! Look
what. We toss out a couple of lines, but the fish keep nibbling on our bait and swimming away. Kaiyan thinks this is funny, but Julian does not. We're about to pack up, but Kaiyan says one more try to see what happens. So we toss out the line and cross our fingers.
Oh, I think I caught it.
We reel, 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 and reel.
Oh! Don't want it. Nothing.
All right, go home.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we pack it up. We'll catch one next time.
How do you know?
I tell my son it's the experience that counts. When you've had a good time with good people, it doesn't really matter if you catch a fish or not.
Mosaic is a production of the Publix Radio, edited by Sally Isley, with production help from James Baumgartner and Aaron Selbig. Our original music is by Bryn Bliska. Tori Malatia is the general manager of the Publix Radio. I'm Anna Gonzalez.
And I'm Alex Nunes. Thanks for listening. Support for this podcast comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security at carnegie.org.